Thank you for tuning in to Reviewing Report. I'm your host, Anthony. We have been told all of our lives that monsters don't exist. But what if I told you not only do they exist, but they live among us? So grab a beer, grab a drink, grab whatever it is you're sipping on. Check your doors, make sure they're locked, and let's talk some true crime. Could you imagine walking into a church, early morning hours, to a place that is supposed to be a place of peace and safety, a place that some go to worship Jesus, but unknowingly walking into a trap, walking into your fate, and walking into the end of your story? This is the story of the brutal murder of Terry Bevers. Terry Bevers, known by her family and friends as Missy. Missy was a beautiful woman inside and out. She had the drive to help others. She even dedicated her life to helping people. She was a special education teacher, and she was a health fanatic. And because of that, she ran a fitness class called Camp Gladiator at the Creekside Church of Christ in Midlothian, Texas. And on April 18th at 4:20 a.m., on a day that was calling for heavy rain, such heavy rain that there was a flood advisory, 13-mile-an-hour winds, and a chilly 62-degree morning. But despite the weather, Missy posted on Facebook that her class would not be canceled and you need to come to be prepared to work. Class was due to start at 5 a.m., Missy arrives at the church just before 4:20 a.m. to get everything ready for this class. Missy had no clue what waited for her inside that church. And at 5:06 a.m., the first 911 call comes into the Midlothian Police Department. The claims were horrific. There was an unresponsive woman at the scene. First responders immediately respond. I think they were there within the first 10 minutes or less. But the first responders noticed something kind of odd about the scene. A couple different odd things. And one of those being that there was broken glass in multiple areas of the church. When the investigators get on scene, they notice right away that the church had surveillance cameras. And they access these cameras right away. That's when they notice a person with a black helmet, a black uniform, that read police. How terrifying is that? The person looks like someone from a SWAT team or something along those lines in law enforcement. You can see in this video, the perp is walking through the halls, breaking windows, damaging doors with a hammer. They continue this throughout the church. You can see at approximately 4:20 a.m., Missy walks into the church, and neither the perp nor Missy were seen on video again. The police then reached out to the public for help. They released this video. No one comes forward with any help. The person in that church was not a big person, and they had a unique walk, which we will go into later. We will talk about potential suspects. Was this just a break-in gone wrong? Or was this a target? Was this a targeted kill? So let's dig into it. Let's talk about it and figure out why. To this day, there has been no answers for the family. All right, guys, let's talk about this intruder. We have absolutely no idea if this was a male or a female, but it's said that the suspect was probably at least 5'2", no greater than 5'7" foot tall. The suspect has what looks like a SWAT helmet, like I said, like a SWAT gear. It's black, and it's just the best way to describe it. It's SWAT-like. The suspect is wearing black tactical pants, a black shirt, black gloves, as well as a black vest that is marked police. Police later say that this uniform was not really authentic. Most likely it's some type of costume, more or less. And again, I want to express the fact that this suspect had a very unique walk. If you haven't seen this walk, then all you have to do is go on YouTube, type in Missy Bevers, and you're going to see it. You're going to see this walk that I'm talking about. Take a look at that. The suspect didn't take anything. That's what makes me believe that this was a targeted thing, not necessarily just a random act because Missy walked in on this person. I mean, even Missy's money, she had some money on her, wedding rings, nothing was taken, and I don't believe there was anything taken from the church. Now, the police automatically look at Missy's husband. His name was Brandon Bevers. He was quickly ruled out due to the fact that he was out of town. He was on some type of Mississippi fishing trip, so he wasn't even in the same state. And Brandon later tells police that his marriage was absolutely perfect. They had a great marriage. They had zero issues. And I'll tell you from personal experience, a marriage is tough. Whether you have a good marriage or not, it's still tough. And how many of us can say if you're married that it's a perfect marriage? There are always going to be those moments in a relationship where it's tough and you have to work through those issues. So let's get back to Brandon. Was he actually telling the truth about this perfect marriage? The police did some, background checking and checking this out, and they realized that the couple actually had financial problems. And Missy was having an affair. So your money's tight. Your wife's having an affair. You can go out of the state on a fishing trip at the same time your wife ends up dead. Sounds odd to me. I mean, what's the coincidence here? I mean, that's crazy. Now, I don't want to spend a ton of time blabbing about Brandon because there's just zero evidence. And I don't know if I necessarily believe that he had anything to do with it. I just think the situation is strange. Let's talk about Brandon's dad, which is, Missy's father-in-law. His name is Randy Bevers. I mean, this shit is crazy. Randy goes to a dry cleaner on April 22nd, and he asks to get some blood cleaned out of a shirt, asking if they can do it. It was actually a woman's shirt. So no judgment here. But later, the police were called by the actual dry cleaners because they found it strange. Everyone sees this on the news in this location. So, Randy brings his shirt in, covered in blood, trying to get it out. So police questioned Randy about this shirt. And Randy said that the blood came from breaking up a fight at the house. His dogs, got into some type of fight. And I actually think that one of the dogs actually ended up dead. That sounds a little odd, so the police go ahead and do a test on this shirt. And wouldn't you know, it was dog blood. I mean, what are the odds? Another strange thing about Randy was during this press conference, all the media personnel's there, they're videoing it. Everyone in the world couldn't help but notice that Randy was not a big person. He had a strange walk. I mean, almost identical to the person in that church. I know you couldn't really tell who this was, but just the walk looked similar. But Randy was later ruled out because he was actually in California. And the only other suspect that really came to light, this guy was actually taken into custody and held for days. And his name was Bobby Wayne Henry. It seems like that he had driven a car similar to this that was seen on the video in the church parking lot, but He actually was a police officer for many years, and he was actually fired in the 90s due to sexual assault. So I'm sure that had some reason for the police to, like, at least check into Bobby. Bobby owned SWAT-like gear, but he claims it didn't fit anymore. He was actually a licensed security guard and was later ruled out by police, but he did work Missy's funeral and attended her service. So they say that people that commit heinous crimes like this tend to stay close. So I see why they looked into Bobby as much as they did, but he was later ruled out. So it's like, that's where this case sits. This case will never be solved unless people come forward about this video. I mean, even if you think that it's possible, it's just like the Delphi murders. Somebody knows that person on that bridge. But why aren't we coming forward? Why don't we try, even if you don't think it is, but you think it could be, like, your question, just tell the police. You know, what if your dad did it? You know, you see this video of this man or woman in the church, and you're like, that looks like the way my dad walks or my mom walks. They're about that height. They have a strange walk. You know, they knew Missy. Then you need to say something, because this is, like I said, it's not going to get solved without public's help, because evidently there's not any evidence. You know, the person wore gloves. They left no fingerprints. I mean, the only thing we can go off of is this video and the fact that, you know, the person had a strange gait while they walked. So it's like, we have to figure this out. And if you're scared to go to police, you know, we've had people email us on Reviewing Report about, like, Haley Cummins' case. Like, we've had some things come to us through email to where we have given it to police. So if it's something that you're scared to do, just email us, reviewingreport@gmail.com, and we'll get it to the right people. I mean, there's plenty of flyers out there and information out there to where you can anonymously get your what you know out there. But don't hesitate. I mean, even if you think you sound stupid, it's not stupid. We're talking about somebody's wife, somebody's mom, somebody's best friend, somebody's daughter, brutally murdered. Brutally fucking murdered in cold blood. And I can't hesitate to say this because, I mean, it just seems like someone having an affair, that's, it always seems like when it's a marriage and there's an affair, whether it be like the husband or someone on the other side of the affair. So, like, let's say the guy that she had an affair with, what if we're looking at this person on this video, 5'2", 5'7", typically men are bigger than that. Not always, but typically. And what if, like, the wife was upset, or, you know, somehow or another, this case has got to be solved with the public's help. So, in my opinion, I do not think that this was a burglar. I think it was a murderer. Someone with the plan to kill Missy. They knew when she, I mean, what's the odds of her, you know, getting there at the same time this person was there at this church? So there's a lot of speculation out there. I try not to do that. So there's just not a lot of information out there to give you guys. But like I said, I do believe that this is well solvable. I think it can happen. I think with the help of the local community, this could have been solved in 2016. So I'm going to play the press conference for you guys, and I'm going to leave it at that. And hopefully you guys can come together out there and share this episode and try to get some closure for this family. So stay tuned, because I have a couple, I'm going to be throwing a lot of episodes up over the next 5 days that I've collected, and keep you guys busy listening to some Reviewing Report. Don't forget to get on Apple iTunes and rate us. We did just get an awesome review from somebody out there, and I wanted to shout you out. Continue to do so, because that helps us out tremendously. I mean, it helps us get our podcast out there. It helps us give us a good, you know, rating on iTunes. And, you know, there's, of course, some people out there that give us one stars and whatever. That's fine. But if you can give us some positive feedback, it's very much well appreciated. And so if you guys have any questions or any cases that you want us to cover, just let us know. And shout out to the person's name on Apple Podcasts is 121664. So shout out to you. Thank you. I will continue the storytelling. And don't forget, reviewingreport at gmail.com. Hit us up. You can hit me up on Instagram as well. So I will talk to you guys soon and stay tuned.